Okay, let's speak to Naomi Dinor. Naomi, how are you? Yes, your mic is on now.
Okay, I'm fine. I just want to contribute to your interesting discussion.
Yes, join the discussion.
I don't know if you have read in Israel, there was a court case where people took like a company that used to help ladies change their wheels for free but charged men. They took them to court on a gender-based idea, and they say it's not fair. Why do you help women and not men? And the judge agreed. And he penalized them $150 million for helping women change their tires for free, and men were charged.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Huh? And what implications that would have in South Africa for those insurance companies that specialize in women only, and interesting issue you've raised.
Well, women are less high risk because we have less high risk behaviors. It's so interesting. Do you know the Grameen Bank?
No.
The Grameen Bank in India. I interviewed the guy, he's a Nobel laureate, and I can't think of his name, it's like Ahmed Mohammed, brilliant guy, and his whole philosophy, and he has built this massive banking industry based on only giving micro loans to women. He said because women and men spend money differently. If you give a man $1,000 to invest in a business, he's going to go and buy himself a suit and a briefcase.
That's right, because women won't buy shoes or handbags, right?
No, that's exactly what they found, is that in that startup capital, women use every amount for the actual operations of the business, and a man will put it into preening and non-essential items.
I'm not happy with this, Catherine.
Go and
I'd
check
like
it
to
out.
See a little proof.
Okay, Grameen Bank. Go check it out. You've won a Nobel Award for it.
It's Bank. Not.
Okay, I'm going to leave that there.
Mean
Can we
Bank.
It is not the Mean Bank.
Mean Men Bank.
Naomi, we're talking about Sizwe.
Yes, I would like to.
What's happened? Why has it gone cold?
Okay.
The last conversation we had was that there were all these people opposing the building on Sizwe. Just give us the actual layout of the land.
Okay. As you said, and it is like in the heart of our area, it's in between like Edenvale Hospital, the highway on one side, and then Sandringham High and the golf course, Linksfield Golf Course, on the other side up to Edenvale.
Sahetti at the top. Sahetti and
yes.
Edenvale on the top. And at the bottom,
no,
they've got the NHLS.
It's so called cold, but it's not cold. There was a tribunal, and many people actually, as I said, complain. From our area, there were 4,000 signatures of people that were against the idea. And then it went to a tribunal in the city of Johannesburg, and there it lies waiting for their decision.
When was that?
It was in March, I think. This year, we are still waiting. However, Century Development took over without really getting right. They fenced the area, which is not a bad idea, but now they prevent people from going to visit their loved ones or to check what they're doing. And they graded roads on the graves, which we are very unhappy about it. I just want to tell whoever doesn't know, it looks like an empty field, but there are 8,000 people buried there. And there are several graveyards. One of them is the Jewish graveyard. And the problem was that in 2004, the trees were cut down and the markers, each person had a metal marker with a number, nearly, because there were also some mass graves. But most people, each one had their own number, and they were buried there with a metal marker. In 2004, somebody saw it as a business venture. They collected, even Boer War, metal markers. There were few hills, very, very high hills of thousands of metal markers that were sold as scrap metal. So now it's more difficult to know who is buried where. But what we know, and you very rightfully said people are buried long time, like 58 was the last year that I know about the burials there. So most diseases are eradicated, are no longer. However, some people died of smallpox, and smallpox is a very highly It's a terrible disease. There is no cure. There is no more inoculation. It's eradicated. However, the people, thousands of them, are buried there. And you just need one that can survive. And some doctors believe it can survive 120 years. As well as anthrax, that some of the anthrax is very treatable, no problem. But the inhaling one, your lung anthrax can come and you can get it. So, and we don't know where is buried. I mean, where are the victims of this disease or that disease of the bubonic plague? Where are they actually underground? And we are unhappy about, I mean, the more we wait, the better it will be for the people around that area. I mean, if we can wait 100 years, I believe the threat is going to be minimized. And
Naomi, you're talking about a subject I know very little about, but I'm just interested. Is there no legislative environment which governs cemeteries? Are there not rules with which one has to comply and not comply?
Yes, you are not allowed by law to build on graves. However, the developer drew, like, if this is the graveyard, he drew this small piece as the graveyards. We know for a fact that there are graves all around, much outside this little square. So, in fact, it will be building on graves. And when I wanted to show it to the GDART people, the developer prevented me from entering and showing it. They put some guarding company that doesn't let anybody now in, even to pay respect to their family members, and they do what they want. So it's a bit of a pickle there. So they got a stop order, but then after the stop order, we've seen new roads graded on top of the graveyards, on top of the graves, basically. And this is not right. Also, the people of Sunningdale are very, very much against calling this graveyard that is being desecrated Sunningdale. We feel that it actually against our belief and against the right way to go. And we, a few of us, quite like a few, we gave our appeal 3 years ago to the then councillor, Kruger. I don't know what happened to it. We never heard about it again. So I would like to call in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that was my next question, is surely this is an issue for your local representative.
We don't have, we have a new councillor who suggested something. Lionel Greenberg suggested that we'll form a residents association, which doesn't exist at the moment.
Why?
To be together, you have more power.
No, but why doesn't it exist yet?
I don't know.
It's long overdue, I think.
I agree. So, because, I mean, one person alone with all their good intentions cannot fight such a conglomerate.
No, this isn't a neighborhood area. It's not a suburb area. This is a public health issue.
Who owns that land, Naomi?
Okay, this is a bit, that's why when he asked about the regulations, it fell between the chairs. Parks Department, that supposedly was supposed to look after it, didn't look after it because it was part of the hospital, and on that it belonged to the health department of the province. And they couldn't, as a hospital, look after it properly, so it ran very down. It was neglected. And now it's the rural development and all people that sort of an open land, although it's not because it is a graveyard and people are lying underground. It looks like a very good opportunity and a look away as a way to get rich quick. So it seems. Because, I mean, everybody agrees that there are laws in the land. You are not allowed to build on graveyards. But in fact, when you see the plans, there are plans of houses on the graveyards.
Who would buy a house on the graveyard?
Well, they don't know it's a graveyard by the sounds of it.
Well, not if you form a residence association.
Yeah, we would like to form. So I thought the first stage, maybe I should open just a Gmail account where people can, from Sunningdale and from the area, can write, and then we'll put them all together and we can arrange something. So I thought of sunningdale2192@gmail.com as a way to start. I'm a lot out the country, so somebody also will have to work together on that. But I believe that once you don't have lawyer and you don't have the funds, it's much harder to fight this big things, but if you come together, we can do it.
So you and I saw each other yesterday, and you were saying to me that there are a number of Jewish graves there.
Definitely.
Do you know who those graves belong to?
The names, yes. I have a list of names that I can definitely know. The number of grave, the name of a person buried, the year he was born sometimes, and definitely the year he died. And I found a lot of it in the Hevre Kedisha books. Once I had some kind of list, I could confirm each and every name. So I found two that were buried outside, probably not contagious diseases were the reason, because there was also a chronic sick home on the ground. It was many hospitals together. So there was a chronic sick home. There were people with leprosy. So they had been in one of the hospitals. There were hospitals for this type of disease and that type of disease. So it's like about 8 different hospitals operating on the same premises, where Edenvale Hospital was actually also at a very big chunk of time part of it. It's from 1895. So we are talking of a 130-year-old hospital that still operates now, more with the TB patients that are drug resistant, but it's still operating. It was giving the community services all through the years, fighting through tuberculosis, fighting through waves of even venereal diseases and so on. And it was at the forefront in a venereal disease fight, even with the AIDS. It was at the forefront with the right approach and all that. But people don't know about this hospital because it doesn't have a emergency room. It doesn't take people in. It takes people from all over Africa and all over South Africa, but people that has those special diseases that you don't want to have. It was isolated.
I can't think of a special disease I would like to.
No, I was thinking we haven't heard of it because nobody comes out.
Yeah, it was really very serious contagious diseases.
Naomi, how do people get in touch with you? Give us a Gmail account.
Okay, sunningdale2192@gmail.com will be a very good way to start. And we can carry on. We have very good group of people, but none of us is legal.
Okay, so you're looking for somebody with a legal background who could also join the Residents Association.
Yes.
Jonathan Goldberg is actually weighing in, and he says there is a Residents Association in Sandringham. So we're not talking about Sandringham, though. This is specifically Sunningdale, Jonathan.
Yes.
And thank you very much for weighing in. He also says, just letting us know.
Yes, especially that they
one
want
in Sandringham. It's not the same area.
We don't mind to work together with Sandringham, because they are going to face the same situation if plague will come up again. So definitely it's a very good idea to work together. But I can just say first they called it Linksfield, and then the people of Linksfield were up and about, and then they changed it to Sunningdale, who is a much smaller suburb. So.
All right. Naomi Dinur, thank you so much. It's always wonderful speaking to you. And you know what? I think we need to, the last time I spoke to you was 2016.
Yes.
And I think it's just too long. You know, I understand it isn't a process that moves every week, but I would like to keep more up to date with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
hosting. And wish you Shana Tova, Naomi.
Shana Tova, and congratulations on your new place.
Oh, thank you so much.